chapter, tens of thousands of schools worldwide offer children SEL. In the United States, many districts and even entire states currently make SEL a curriculum requirement, mandating that just as students must attain a certain level of competence in math and language, so too they should master these essential skills for living. In Illinois, for instance, specific learning standards and SEL abilities have been established for every grade from kindergarten through the last year of high school. To give just one example of a remarkably detailed and comprehensive curriculum, in the early elementary years, students should learn to recognize and accurately label their emotions and how they lead them to act. By the late elementary years, lessons in empathy should make children able to identify the nonverbal clues to how someone else feels. In junior high, they should be able to analyze what creates stress for them or what motivates their best performance. And in high school, the SEL skills include listening and talking in ways that resolve conflicts instead of escalating them, and negotiating for win-win solutions. Around the world, Singapore has undertaken an active initiative in SEL, as have some schools in Malaysia, Hong Kong, Japan, and Korea. In Europe, Great Britain has led the way, but more than a dozen other countries have schools that embrace EI, as do Australia and New Zealand, and here and there in countries in Latin America and Africa. In 2002, UNESCO began a worldwide initiative to promote SEL, sending a statement of 10 basic principles for implementing SEL to the ministries of education in 140 countries. In some states and nations, SEL has become the organizing umbrella under which are gathered programs in character education, violence prevention, anti-bullying, drug prevention, and school discipline. The goal is not just to reduce these problems among school children, but to enhance the school climate and, ultimately, students' academic performance. In 1995, I outlined the preliminary evidence suggesting that SEL was the active ingredient in programs that enhance children's learning while preventing problems like violence. Now the case can be made scientifically. Helping children improve their self-awareness and confidence, manage their disturbing emotions and impulses, and increase their empathy pays off not just in improved behavior, but in measurable academic achievement. This is the big news contained in a recently completed meta-analysis of 668 evaluation studies of SEL programs for children from preschoolers through high school. The massive survey was analyzed by Roger Weisberg, who directs the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning at the University of Illinois at Chicago, the organization that has led the way in bringing SEL into schools worldwide. The data show that SEL programs yielded a strong benefit in academic accomplishment, as demonstrated in achievement test results and grade point averages. In participating schools, up to 50% of children showed improved achievement scores, and up to 38% improved their grade point averages. SEL programs also made schools safer. Incidents of misbehavior dropped by an average of 28%, suspensions by 44%, and other disciplinary actions by 27%. At the same time, attendance rates rose, while 63% of students demonstrated significantly more positive behavior. In the world of social science research, these are remarkable results for any program promoting behavioral change. SEL has delivered on its promise. In 1995, I also proposed that a good part of the effectiveness of SEL came from its impact in shaping children's developing neural circuitry, particularly the executive functions of the prefrontal cortex. This brain area both inhibits disruptive emotional impulses and manages working memory. That's what we hold in mind as we learn. Now, the first preliminary scientific evidence for that notion has arrived. Mark Greenberg of Pennsylvania State University, a co-developer of one of the curricula in SEL, reports not only that this program for elementary school students boosts academic achievement, but even more significantly, that much of that increased learning can be attributed to improvements in attention.